This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight, an Angelina Jolie exclusive. Only E.T.'s on the set of her first action movie in a decade.
She's been very healing for me.
Plus, more proof blockbusters are back.
Give me a name.
Behind the scenes with Michael B. Jordan, Jason Statham.
Leave this to me.
And Chris Pratt.
This film is so sick. So sick, so sick.
Then, Patrick Dempsey, why returning to Grey's Anatomy left him in tears.
I miss you!
I know!
And more TV news. Can you guess the Emmy winner playing Linda Tripp? Plus, why Justin Theroux has been pronouncing his name wrong for years.
That is correct.
And Tariq El Moussa and Heather Rae Young co-host.
E.T. starts right now.
Yay.
Oh, we have so much to talk about with these two as we count down to their wedding. And, oh, yes, we got to talk about that tattoo.
Mm-hmm. What tattoo?
Nope, don't have one.
We're going to get into all of that. But first, we have a huge movie event to start with.
And only E.T. has Angelina Jolie.
Back in action.
I am drawn to people who have been through something and are broken and then find their way forward and overcome it.
That's Angie in the air, hanging from wires in a harness, doing some of her own stunts. We're told the 45-year-old trained 4 days a week for her role as a fire jumper, learning how to swing an axe and start a fire.
Look at that.
She's been very healing for me, because you just get so broken and then you stand back up.
In recent years, Angie has focused more on directing, but she said she wanted to do acting jobs so she could be home more with her kids.
Please, just let me find my husband. Please,
run, run.
Please don't.
Her last action role was 10 years ago in the spy thriller Salt. Her first lead action role? Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, 2 decades ago.
I got to get dirty and loud.
And you like that a little
bit. I love that.
E.T. was with Jolie on set in Cambodia.
And I got here and it was like I joined the army.
And action.
Now, in Those Who Wish Me Dead, in theaters and on HBO Max May 14th, Jolie is a more relatable, down-to-earth hero. The role gave her a new respect for the real-life smoke jumpers portrayed in the movie.
I think this film and this time that we've all spent doing a film about people that do this kind of service and live this way is very much a part of America that is very special. It's a very particular world.
By the way, Angelina's dad, John Voight, told CBS Sunday Morning that he would love to work with his daughter. As for taking direction from her on a movie set, John said, quote,
she would be tough.
Oh, no doubt she would be tough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's get to some TV news now because we're going to start with Patrick Dempsey.
Mr. McDreamy?
Yes,
Excuse
McDreamy.
Excuse me, I'm right here.
Well, honey, you're the most handsome.
Oh, listen, I'm going to let them go because Patrick is opening up about his Grey's Anatomy cameo.
You hate weddings.
Quote, I thought it was a beautiful way to close it. That's how Patrick describes his dream sequence wedding to Ellen Pompeo's Meredith Grey. The 55-year-old says he and Ellen cried and hugged each other during filming. But could we possibly see more McDreamy scenes before the series or season finale? Dempsey tells Variety, quote, who knows? Never say never with this show, right?
The response has been very positive, so that's really rewarding.
As for Patrick's next project,
shall we?
He's reprising his Enchanted role for Disney Plus's upcoming sequel.
E.T., welcome to my apartment here in New York.
On the set of the original musical, Dempsey was happy not to sing.
I was relieved, quite honestly. It was great that I didn't have to sing.
Are you ready for the song and dance numbers again? Are you thinking about that at all?
Oh, there. I think that's the best part. It's fun to do that.
Yep, Patrick's changed his tune for Disenchanted. He now confirms, I will be singing for the first time. I've never, ever sung publicly for a reason, so bear with me. Next, Chris Pratt's $200 million gamble. That's how much Amazon reportedly paid for the action star's new film out July 2nd called
The Tomorrow War. It's got me in it, and it's got aliens.
The first-time executive producer hyped up the just-released teaser, posting, there's a reason Amazon paid a buttload of money. Jeff Bezos loves aliens, and also, it's the best movie you'll see this year.
You ain't ready.
Chris is also busy shooting his Amazon series, The Terminal List. That's him yesterday drawing a gun alongside co-star Constance Wu. The crew's been filming close to Chris's home in L.A. as he and Catherine raise little 8-month-old Lila.
To see my husband step into a role of being a girl dad is so beautiful. It's been all really nice.
Now to another new dad, nearly unrecognizable. That's Jude Law as Captain Hook, spotted yesterday aboard a makeshift Jolly Roger on the Vancouver set of Peter Pan and Wendy.
Yo!
Originally played by Dustin Hoffman, the 48-year-old dad to six definitely looked the part of the famous villain with long hair and a full beard. Disney's upcoming live-action version hits Disney Plus next year. And finally, Sarah Paulson trips us up. Brown power suit, glasses, and those signature blonde locks. The actress had us doing a double take yesterday in L.A. as she transformed into Linda Tripp for American Crime Story Impeachment.
What do you think about the case?
The 46-year-old won a Globe and an Emmy playing Marsha Clark in Ryan Murphy's semi-biographical anthology series. Now Sarah's put her trust in him again to play the infamous whistleblower in the dramatization of the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton scandal.
If he thinks I can do it, I'm liable to agree with him, even if I'm scared, beefless.
Y'all, when you tell Sarah she needs to transform, oh, she transforms. I cannot wait till this American Crime Story.
I mean, we all know this story, but I want to see what we don't
good.
Know.
It's going to be good.
Meanwhile, though, we have witnessed plenty of crimes on The Handmaid's Tale.
And fans of the show got a big surprise.
Ooh, the first three episodes dropped early on Hulu. Stayed up all night watching it, and I got to speak to June herself, Elizabeth Moss, who says this is the season we've been waiting for.
I made a promise to hurt them the way we hurt.
This season is so good, and it seems like you guys think it might be the best one yet.
I do. I gotta say, I do. I mean, I know it sounds like lip service, but I am so proud of this season.
You have destroyed my life.
I binge watched it all till 4 a.m. This season is so good.
Didn't binge watch. Oh my God, you need psychiatric help then, in that case.
All Handmaid's Tale fans do, and that's okay.
I feel like I never know what's going to happen because they surprise you in the most wonderful way.
Find her and bring her to me.
I would literally read the scripts and stand up and think, are you kidding?
It's such a kind of cliffhangery season.
Season 4 is as dark and twisted as ever, and now Elizabeth is also calling the shots as a director.
I ask for justice.
It was definitely the hardest thing I've ever done.
Bradley Whitford and Lizzie Moss, as he calls her, had a history long before Handmaids. She was only 17 when she started on The West Wing.
Drop a spoon.
I knew it was you.
The way I feel about Lizzie is this kind of parental pride of this person who I met as a kid who has become someone who's a creative leader in my creative life. It's really incredible.
Also new and streaming on Apple TV Plus Friday, Melissa George and Justin Theroux star in The Mosquito Coast. For Justin, it was a family affair, but has he been saying his own name wrong for all these years?
Mosquito Coast was written by my Uncle Paul, who I am the middle namesake of him, Justin Paul Theroux.
Sometimes he calls himself Justin Theroux. It's a French name, it's Theroux.
You want me to say we had a bond?
Yes, I do.
We had a bond!
The book was also made into a movie back in the 80s. Was there any pressure in stepping into the shoes that Harrison Ford once filled?
I didn't want to obviously look or feel like I was cribbing from him or taking it, but, you know, I did my best.
The kids could get hurt.
They're not going to get hurt. They're with us.
Oh, that's what I'm worried about.
In the 7-episode drama, the couple and their kids are on the run to escape the feds and drug cartels.
Would you ever put your kids in this kind of ordeal?
I mean, look, it's very easy. The minute you give birth, you are a mama bear and you'll do anything to protect your cubs. Yeah, I would go off the grid to protect my children. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm off the grid now. I'm in France. That's as far off the grid as we can get. So my cubs are good.
Before becoming a mom, Melissa also starred on Grey's Anatomy. And with so many stars returning to the show, could she make a comeback?
I would do it for yes, I would. But I'm not sure Sadie was the most likable. You know, she took out her own appendix. I'm not sure where she would fit in, but it would be nice.
Sadie brings the drama, honey. We love a little bit of
drama.
Oh, I know.
That's me. That's me. I would love to go back. I did not know that it might be their last season.
I think the fans want every character to make a comeback. And if drama and high-octane action is your thing,
then you must be a fan of the Fast and the Furious franchise.
And we know one star ready to return to the Fast family.
I mean, we'd be crazy not to want to try and find ourselves in one of those future films.
Jason Statham ready for a Fast and Furious return? And does he have a new celeb bestie he wants to bring along?
I'll have to back him up there, yeah.
Plus,
we think we're part of something bigger.
Lauren London on her return to acting after the murder of Nipsey Hussle.
It's not always for me. It's for my son to always see his father.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I'm going to hug you because I'm a hugger. Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
Okay, now, Leslie Jones is up for an MTV Movie and TV Award for Coming to America. And here's the deal. I really do hope that Leslie wins because Leslie's hosting the whole thing on May 16th on MTV. And if she doesn't win, she will let them know.
True, but I will watch her commentary either way.
Oh, no, she's the greatest in the history of Twitter, yes. Right? By the way, this time next year, we may see nominations for Wrath of Man.
Yes, this is Jason Statham's new action thriller. And I found out Jason is also ready to hit the gas on a Fast and Furious return.
Could we see you and Dwayne back for the final two Fast and Furious movies?
Oh, yeah, of course. And they're such a spectacle, and they're globally appreciated. I mean, we'd be crazy not to want to try and find ourselves in one of those future films.
I was thinking, your little guy, he's going to realize one day he's got the coolest dad ever. Are you excited for him to see everything you've done one day?
He's got a long wait. Most of my movies are R-rated.
Leave this to me.
Now Jason's adding another action-packed R-rated blockbuster to his roster with Wrath of Man in theaters next Friday. He plays a security guard seeking revenge. Josh Hartnett is his crime-fighting partner.
Are you guys the new, like, cinematic besties we all needed in our lives?
You're asking if we're like The Rock and Kevin Hart? No, I play goofy characters in Jason Statham movies. That's what I do. Yeah.
So you're the Kevin Hart?
I guess I would be. Yeah.
I'll have to back him up. Yeah, yeah.
He said he's Kevin Hart. He's the goofball. You're the muscle.
I need to get down to the gym.
Only E.T. was behind the scenes with the cast, including Scott Eastwood, who plays a villain for the first time ever.
Scott, you're scary in this movie.
Well, thanks. Take that as a compliment.
I think your dad had a scar in Unforgiven. And I was like, is he doing a little homage here?
I have to watch the movie again to see if there's a scar. I've seen it about 20 times. I should know.
Well, the movie's still fun. Did you have fun playing the bad guy?
I did have fun.
And of all people, Kev, get this. Post Malone makes a cameo in the movie. I asked Jason about it. I'm going to try to do a British accent
Bring
here.
It.
He said they had a pint together and became mates.
They became what?
Mates. Yes.
Okay. All right, let's talk about soulmates. You know, Lauren London lost the love of her life when Nipsey Hussle was gunned down.
I curled up in a ball for a long time.
How Michael B. Jordan convinced her to act again.
I love Lauren. Lauren is like one of my homies.
Plus, a wedding planning update from Tark and Heather. Your engagement party looked insane, but where was my invite?
It's coming, girl.
Oh, you okay. You gotta talk to your mailman about that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
About to get this thing started.
Michael B. Jordan making some drone drops to promote his new action film Without Remorse. Now, the movie was also a chance for Michael to pay it forward and to reunite with longtime friend Lauren London, who was still grieving the tragic passing of her love, Nipsey Hussle.
I love Lauren. Lauren is like one of my homies, you know? And what she went through, her strength was inspiring and truly incredible, you know? Nip was somebody that I admired and looked up to.
Michael reached out to me as a friend, and he was so unsure if I was even going to ever work again. He was like, look, I have to follow my intuition. I have to ask you, can you just read the script?
I felt like it was an opportunity that if she was up to it, if she wanted to, that could be something for her to let some of that out. You know, I wanted to extend that to somebody that I cared about. So that's all.
Just 7 months after Nipsey Hussle's shocking death in 2019, Lauren found herself on set in Berlin with Michael, playing the part of his wife, whose murder he's looking to avenge in the new Prime Video thriller, Without Remorse.
I'm not saying we're perfect, but we think we're part of something bigger.
Her love for him is still guiding him. And I felt so connected to that, just in my own personal experience,
yeah,
that I felt like I could contribute here.
Now, the mom of two, who shares four-year-old son Cross with the late rapper, says she's focusing on moving forward.
It's important for my sons to see me moving forward with grief, mm-hmm. not just curling up in a ball, because I curled up in a ball for a long time. It's one of the reasons why I have Nip's notes on my arm and his portrait on my arm. It's not always for me, it's for my son to always see his father.
I love it.
You know, my son, every time he sees his mom, he sees his dad. And you know, Nip is very alive in our household. He's aware, he acts very much like his father.
I love that she's taking steps to healing. Now, guys, we just saw Lauren London talking about getting a tattoo. It's a symbol, she says, of her lifelong commitment. Y'all know a thing or two about getting a tattoo.
Yes, uh-huh. We do.
This one.
Guilty.
So, Heather, you know, you got a tattoo, and it said, yes, sir, Mr. El Moussa, right? I know you didn't expect it, but you got some heat for that.
Oh, yeah,
you definitely
did.
Got some heat for that. So here's what I'm going to say, Tariq. Turnabout should be fair play. In order to rep your lady, maybe you should get a tattoo that says, yes, ma'am, Mrs. El Moussa.
What do you think? I'm down. I'll do it right here under the wedding band. Yes, ma'am, Mrs. El Moussa.
That would be cute.
Aww,
that's a great idea.
Tark, you're in the middle of season 9 now of Flipper Flop, right? And it airs Thursdays on HGTV.
Yeah.
Right? It's been 3 years now since you and Christina were divorced. Where is your relationship at now? How has it evolved?
I mean, now it's in a completely different place, you know. Today we're getting along, we're co-parenting, we're filming the show together, and I really think the episodes are getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. Heather, I do have to ask, did you feel weird at all when you guys first started dating because he was working with his ex-wife so closely?
We actually never even had, like, that conversation. We never made it an issue.
Ooh, well, let's have it today.
Thanks.
It was never an issue, so it was never anything we had to bring up with each other because it's work, it's his job, mm-hmm. so we support each other through everything.
How is Christina doing? Because we do know that she just went through another divorce.
To the best of my knowledge, she's doing great. She's mm-hmm. spending a lot of time with her family, and I think she's doing well.
Are we going to see Christina's divorce this season?
On our show, Flip or Flop? No. I don't think so.
Right.
You never know. You never know.
I don't think so. Right. Okay, so let's talk about this love right here.
Aww. Yeah.
She said yes, the
I
future
said yes
Mrs. El Moussa.
If I'm being honest, it did feel quick. I'm like, wow, they're already like really in.
Yeah.
Either this is going to go really, really good or really, really bad.
Well, we did move in together after, I think, was it 4 or 5 days of
yeah.
dating?
Yeah.
I just brought her home one day.
And you did. I met the whole family in one day, and then I moved in. I, like, never left.
Can we get a shot of this ring?
Where should I do it?
This
here.
Ring?
I did pretty good.
Right here.
Oh,
I get
honey.
Messages all the time from men telling me how much they hate me because now they have to go buy new diamonds.
The engagement party that you just threw.
Well, clearly I lost my voice. He lost his voice. He's getting it back. But it was just the most special night. It just went so smooth.
Nice.
But I said, this is a preview to the wedding day. Mm-hmm. So it was the best day ever, wasn't
it? Now, I do have to say, the best video I saw was you and your daughter having a dance.
My daughter's my everything.
I thought it was sweet.
I just adore her. I wouldn't have made it through that divorce without her.
So which reality show, Flip or Flop or Selling Sunset, is the wedding going to be featured on?
We don't know. We don't even know if we're filming the wedding.
Definitely not Flip or Flop.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be Flipping 101 or my show.
What I want you to do, because we have some pictures of Heather in wedding dresses. We've got some choices.
Ooh. Hopefully not knee dress.
I don't know. I want you to look at it.
Can I have all of them?
You can have all of them.
You can have all of them and all of me, honey, yes.
What do you think?
I mean, jeez. I like 1 in 3.
I already have my wedding dress picked. I picked it like right away. Like second day I went shopping, I picked it.
Can you give me a hint? Is it sleek and sexy, princess?
It's like sexy, classy, and I think it's something that no one expects me to be in.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Oh, you guys. I really do love your love, but I need you to do me a favor now.
What do you
Help me out with what's coming up next, okay?
All right.
So, Kathy Lee Gifford's Star is Born.
Her moment in Hollywood history is next.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I kind of given up on ever getting it, I gotta be honest, but here it is. And now people can walk all over me.
Kathy Lee Gifford finally got her special honor, albeit virtually. She was supposed to receive her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last year. but it got pushed back to today because of the pandemic.
Congratulations, Kathy Lee. Her plaque is only 5 stars away from Regis Philbin.
Oh, that's fitting. Aww.
And E.T. will be with Kathy Lee tomorrow.
Yep.
That's right. Make sure you join us for that because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and make sure that you don't miss Flip or Flop, Flipping 101, and Selling Sunset. Yay. And good luck, guys, with all the wedding planning. It's been really great having you here.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you at the wedding.
Yes, yeah, we will.
I got my invitation. I got my invitation.
Sorry. See what happens? Bye, everybody.
Take care, y'all. We'll see y'all.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcast starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.